Right. Oh, so first, just one clarification to people were asking me. We said that the mitzvah of Shabbos was the 31st mitzvah in the Rambam. So it's good people looked it up, and it's not the 31st, it's the 155th. Oh, so the footnote here, the Yodei Bino on page 13, says, no, what it means is, if you would, it's the Chinuch, it's the 31st, and if you would take the mitzvahs that the Rambam listed and put them in the order of the Parshias, then it would be the 31st. So, yesterday's packet on page 13. So in the Chinuch anyway, it's the 31st. And even in the Rambam, it's the 31st mitzvah if you would go Keseder HaParshias. But Rambam doesn't go Keseder HaParshias. He goes Shelo Keseder HaParshias. So with him, he put it the 155th. You know, I don't know exactly why he did, you know, how he, was he just like, in his mind, like every morning he wrote, well, you know, whatever mitzvah he thought of. I don't know. Huh? It could be just dumb. Every, like, you know, like, you wake up, you think, like, Mahavdil, when I was making a list for bar mitzvah, sending invitations for bar mitzvah, so whenever I thought of a person, you know, I wrote it down. There's no order. The Mahavdil, you know, not, you know, something like that. I mean, what did he write originally? I don't know. I can't hear you. What? A fifth of 155. Chomish.
What are we clarifying now?
So we said that the Arizal sheet is that there are 31 hours of Shabbos.
Right.
Right? And we said a remnant to that, the B'nai Sosla says, this is the Rambam list is the 31st mitzvah. But people point out today, he doesn't list it as the 31st mitzvah. He lists it as the 155th mitzvah. 155th. So in the Chinuch, so in the footnote, in the B'nai Sosla, he just points out what it means is that if, because the Rambam doesn't have the mitzvahs in order, but if you would put it in order, based on the mitzvahs he does count, Shabbos would be the 31st mitzvah. And that's a remez to the Arizal of the that the 31 hours of Shabbos. Mr. Rizal says it's 24 hours and 7 hours for Tosefis. And we discussed yesterday whether the 7 hours means 6 and 1, 6 before Shabbos and 1 after Shabbos, or 3 and a half and 3 and a half, right? That we discussed. Yeah, could be just meant to say for Chinuch, right? Oh. Now, the Rambam in the 29th Perek in Hilchos Shabbos says, Mitzvah Esei Min HaTorah L'Kadesh Es Yom HaShabbos Edvarim She'enem HaZochos Yom HaShabbos L'Kadesho K'lom HaZachrei U'Zachira Shabbos So the Pashup Shad of the Rambam is that Havdalah is Daraisa. Because it says, Zochas Yom HaShabbos L'Kadesho, Zachreyu B'Kidosso U'Vitziyoso. That you have to remember Shabbos at the beginning and at the end, Nisoso Vitsioso. What? Yeah. So the Poshup Shad in the Rambam is Havdalah is part of Zochar Siyom Shabbos Lakacho. So that would mean that Havdalah is a Doraisa, just like Kiddushes. Just like Kiddushes. That's what the, look at the Magen Mishnah here. This is essay. B'divir Rabbeinu Nira b'mir shehu sover shavdala gam kein dvar Torah b'kol b'klal zohar. For easy b'farshim zal chalukim b'zeh yesh sovim k'divir Rabbeinu. Some hold that havdala is daraisa. Yesh sovim shavdala ein elu b'divir sover. And some say havdala is only derabbanan. Some say havdala is only derabbanan. And the Morgan of Rob on page 2 quotes it. He says, Harambam Perek of Tess Kosov the Havdalah he derives the Kimo Kiddush. The Yeshu Omim Shehim Midrabanan. Right? It's the 2 days there. So if you look in the Prima Godim, look at the Prima Godim here on page 3. I am a Gavron, Perkov Tes, Halacha Aleph. Mashmur Mizochar. Yalef Law. Halacha Yerav. Magin Mishnah, Yalef Law, Havdil, Ben HaKodesh. Magin Mishnah says maybe you don't have to learn that from Zochar, you can learn that from the Pasuk, Lahavdil, Ben HaKodesh, Ben HaChol. Yeah. So then he says, so then he talks about Tosefis on Motzai Shabbos. With Erev Shabbos, Mishim Kabel Shabbos. So it's Erev Shabbos is when you Mekabel. The Dibur or Machshava, whatever it means. But what's Motzai Shabbos? How does it work? So we've been talking about how long you can do. Right? We had a shita that it's 1.25 hours. We had a shita that it's 3 hours. We had a shita that keeps going. Right? The Eshel Avram of Buchach. So what does the Eshel Avram of the Prima Godim say? So he says, Motzai Shabbos is on Kovaz Motzai Osim Malocha Shem Shabbos Olav. As long as you don't do malacha, Shabbos continues. One second. If kvar also malacha, the culture can shiv the mafil yishlomer have a drabon alakos. Whereas if you mavdil mafila, it's only drabon alakos. So then he says, so what it basically he's saying that Tosefta Shabbos will end if you did once you did a malacha, or if you mavdil b'tfila, when you say a tachanatanu, that will take care of the, that will end Tosefta's even on the Raisa level. By saying a tachanatanu. Right? Is that what he's saying? The kol shekein shehivdil b'tfila. One second. So as he's now talking about, so how do you get rid of? But so shall close us also malach Hashem Shabbos alav. Well, I don't know. He's first saying like this. There was the two questions here. What takes away the? Because if you see Havdalah's deraisa. So what do you need to fulfill the Daraisa? That's the second thing. But the first thing, he just wants to know, when does Shabbos end be Daraisa? So we had different shitas, right? We had the shita that it could only go 1.25 hours, just like Plag Mincha before Shabbos, 1.25 hours, so they have 1.25 hours after Shabbos. Then we had the Eshel Avraham of Muchach that says it could keep going. So he says here, Kol zman shelo osa melacha. So how long? How long? Is it like the Eishel Avram of Buchach? Is the Eishel Avram of the Prima Gadim saying the same thing as the Eishel Avram of Buchach? The Eishel Avram of Buchach says it could just continue. In other words, is it shaykh to say, what we were discussing, like if you don't do malacha till Tuesday night, Shem Shabbos Halof? Is that what the Prima Gadim, page 3, is that what he's saying? What do you think?
No?
Well, how do you learn from that?
No,
what do you think?
I would say that there's that on my list of Shachar, but he has some different shear that he's not
telling us.
Right. But definitely, I mean,
but
he's definitely, he's says it, right.
So what, so therefore, what are the possibilities?
For the both possibilities. Now, I don't know if it's more mashma.
Is that not more mashma that it stops at, in the morning?
Yeah, was right. I definitely was right.
You
have to say that, but
in
this context...
What does some of the rabbis, the Amshon of a rabbi, what does he do malacha? What do you say? What does he do malacha? Where are all the chassidim here? They're still in Uman. Still in Uman. What shot the Prima Gadim? Kol zman shelo osa melacha shem Shabbos halof.
I agree with you.
Yeah, Max, what do you say? Well, he says, I'm easy to accept as he's going to say Shabbos. That's how he starts the sentence. So he says, Erev Shabbos, I understand. You become Kabbal Shabbos. Motzai Shabbos, what's the pshat? So he says, you don't have to Mekabal anything. You just don't do Malacha. Kol zman shelo osa Malacha, shem Shabbos halof. Havdalah Kos is a mitzvah. Mitzvah would be the Rabbanan. Then the next line, I think, is something else. He wants to know when is Havdalah, if you hold Havdalah as Daraisa, when is it Daraisa? So he says, once you do malacha, so that's like havdalah, midaraisa. So now you only need. In kvaras of malacha, the kosher can shave the tefillah. Yesh lomar, having the rabbanon al kosher. So is that interesting? When you do malacha, that's all. That's the havdalah. Doing malacha is havdalah midaraisa.
The initial problem of the chapter.
Well, Kor Havdalah should be some type of machshava or dibur, but we're basically saying, oh, like you say, that if you do malacha, that means in his mind, Shabbos is over.
I know. The whole Shekin
Shehav did the tefillah.
I think
it's
assuming that you already did
a tefillah. No, if you do malacha, that takes away the derisa. And certainly, if you actually articulate, if you have Pachalatanu, that also takes away the Daraisa. And now you only have a Chiyuv Midrabbanan to do Havdalah al Kos. Yeah. That's only the Rabbanan.
But the fact that he says Havdalah al Kos, he could still be Akos Mishamas after Havdalah, right? He could be Yotza Havdalah and still be Kos Mishamas, correct?
Yeah, well, because you have to realize you can make Havdalah from Plag Mincha.
Right.
So no one says that you can do Malacha, right? But he's saying, well, once you make Havdalah after Shabbos, that's what my sister-in-law asked me. If she had for Shabbos for the Bar Mitzvah, she asked me, I still was keeping Shabbos, but you made Havdalah ready. So I said, it's not Havdalah, right?
No. Yeah.
Because, so then you could say, I was keeping Shabbos extra, I'll maybe it's still Shabbos.
Right,
but it could be he's saying that once Shabbos is over, and then you say Havdalah, so
you're not the part of the Shabbos by
Havdalah. You think maybe you revatal if you're saying it after, say, Sechachom.
I don't know. Rebbe himself is not like that, right?
Yeah, every Shabbos. Like, he still do it is a malacha. Right. It's luck. They daven 60 minutes after the Shkia. That's what they daven. But I keep it's a malacha past that. So it's not a stira because I'm keeping it up to the Shita that it's still Shabbos mamish. Yeah.
Before
right, but the prima gardim is. First, let's understand what the prima gardim is saying.
All he's saying, I think, all he's saying is that also Shabbos runs until you do a lawful.
That's the first line. That's the first line. And the second line. Right, he says that only. The rice is over when you either say a tachan on tanu or when you do a malacha.
Then
Abdullah right. So that means that Abdullah Midaraisa is taken care of
right.
Either by Atachan Atanu or by the Malach. That's what he's saying. Now, the Stabi, he's saying that only if you did the Atachan Atanu or the Abdullah. No, the Stabi, no, it could be. If you say Atachan Atanu, even if we plot Mincha, so that takes the chiyuv havdolah midaraisa, and then later on you have to make havdolah post. It's only midarabanan. And if you did a malacha, obviously it means you did a malacha after Shabbos. You don't do a malacha before Shabbos. So then you do a malacha. So like Rabbi Yehuda saying that, so that's like a machshava to end Shabbos. So that's also havdolah.
That midu would be let's say the shayli. He doesn't realize the Shabbos.
So right, in other words, he did a malacha. He just
forgot Shabbos.
He took a nap and he woke up and he turned on the lights and he wasn't even knowing what he was doing.
There wouldn't be Havdalah.
It would be Havdalah, right?
You have to go out there.
Yeah.
Is that in the last packet that Machshava Shabbos
over? Yeah.
But I don't think he's saying that doing the malacha is Havdalah. It seems to say that. It's called Shabbos, Shem Shabbos Havdalah, isn't until you do Malacha, but then, right, that's one thing.
When does Tosefta Shabbos end? And then he writes,
and then he writes,
and also Malacha the Choshek and Hivdil, that it's only Drabbanon, and at that point, it's only Drabbanon, maybe a cotton could even be Motzi, a Gadol. That was my son's Bar Mitzvah speech about Trein Drabbanon, Motzi Chad Drabbanon. Can you say something, Max?
Yeah, first shot, someone were to take a nap and then wake up and have a problem by accident on the light,
and they already saw it. No, if they took a nap, because there then they didn't have a boy to end Shabbos, they can't end Shabbos. He doesn't be amazing. No, no. No one's going to say if you're Michal Shabbos be amazing, that's a Havdalah. The doing Malacha thing is only after Shabbos is over. Then you can say maybe that's a Havdalah.
Right.
But if you did a B'shogi Rov amazing, the doing Malacha part, the Atach HaRatana part, you can say that's a Havdalah because that's just escorting out the Shabbos, which is going to about to leave. You can start escort somebody, even though he's not leaving right now, but he's starting to say goodbye like an hour before. But the Dug Malacha is only shy to speak that it could possibly be Havdalah as is after Shabbos is already over.
He's supposed to say Baruch
HaMavdil
before
anyway. Yeah, he's supposed to say Baruch HaMavdil anyway, right. But he's not talking about saying Baruch HaMavdil. He's talking about the Etzem Malacha. He doesn't say because he said Baruch HaMavdil. Unless you say he means the Asa Malacha, because he said Baruch HaMavdil.
Because he said Baruch
HaMavdil.
He said Baruch
HaMavdil,
he turned
on
the light.
Right. In other words, Rabbi Harari is saying maybe he means that you said Baruch HaMavdil, and that's why that took care of the Doraisa. No, those are two different things. Atachon Atanu or... Asa Malacha.
Right.
two separate things.
But it doesn't say that.
Right, that's what I think he's saying. But Rav Harari is suggesting that maybe he did malacha means he said a baruch hamadgil, and that he, even though he doesn't say that, but he means that. Yeah, but okay, that's a separate thing. But I'm more concerned about the first part, about the Tosefah Shabbos. So Max, you're saying that you said that maybe the Eishel Avram, the two Eishel Avrams are really saying the same. That as long as you don't do malacha, Shabbos continues. How long? Maybe like we said by the Eishel Avram, it can't be more than Tuesday night. I can't imagine. Like how long? The Eishel Avram says there's no shear. Eishel Avram muchach that we saw later. No shear. And he's also seeming to say that. Called Mishlo also malacha shave Shabbos alone. Means it's still Tosefta Shabbos. In other words, you're not going to be chayv skila. Shabbos is over at Tzeis HaKachavim, whatever sheet you hold. But shave Shabbos alone, that it's still considered Tosefta Shabbos.
Not as own. That's not like it's over at own, and then you can just do malachai at some point, and then after that. I think
no, Shabbos continues until you.
I think
once you do malacha, then you hacked up Shabbos. Then it's over.
So Rabbi would be saying that. I could go.
So this is a makor for. I always used to think that I didn't know Pshat. There must be some of the rabbis that keep. There were rabbis that The Zmanim were different than most, like the Amshinov or the Ribnitzer. The Ribnitzer. Ribnitzer also his Zmanim were. You know the Ribnitzer? Ribnitzer. Sure. Hey, look at Ribnitzer. He also had Zmanim that were not the regular. So maybe it's not so. I always used to think, what's the idea? Sunday morning, you're not doing malacha. So maybe you could, I'm not recommending it to you, but.
You
daven mincha? What you daven?
What? Motzei Shabbos. I mean, Shabbos afternoon.
You daven what? Mar. Yeah, with a tachan otanu.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not the over story. We can't eat.
So what do you say? You're just saying that I'm escorting Shabbos out now. It's still going to be here, and it'll only be over. But I'm just making a proclamation as Shabbos is ending. It's not a Dovishkar, but I'm saying goodbye to Shabbos. In general, you're not saying right now that it's Chal. Yeah, right. Just you're doing something, not that it's being called right now.
We don't say that you should be sonic on a call on posting there, right, sir?
No. We don't do this like a tchila even. But Shas. Yeah. I remember once I was in Gush Etzion for Shabbos, and I wanted to hear Rav Aaron Lichtenstein speak at Shalosh Shudas. But if I would hear him speak, then there wouldn't be enough time to daven Maariv and Havdalah. I would get the bus back to Yerushalayim. But I wanted to hear him speak. So what I did was, I don't know if this is... I just wanted to hear him speak. I was there for Shabbos, so I had heard him speak, but I was already there rather than hear the whole... thing. So basically, I stayed in Shal Shudas. I heard his Divrei Torah, and then I did daven Maariv. I did make Havdalah. I got on the bus to Yerushalayim. I got off at the Takana. I went to Merkez Harav, and I daven Maariv there. And then I made my own Havdalah in Merkez Harav. I said a Baruch Hashem to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Okay. What?
What
did he speak about? If I remember correctly, and again, I don't remember if this was the drush he gave that Charles showed us or a different one, but he was critiquing an earlier speaker who spoke about, it had to do with, thinking about the others, you know, it had to do with the others and different things that he, I'll have to tell you later. Yeah, I think it was, I remember I was there once, I think it was in Vayera I was there once. Well, most of my friends went to Gush, I went to Caribbean, but also a Chevra, but most of my my Chevra was in Gush, so I used to go visit them because we were there. Yeah. Okay, our idea is, you know, this idea that Kol Zman Shelo Asa Melacha Shem Shabbos Alav. So we were just wondering for how long. So Max Shita, he says like Rav Harari, absolute darkness. That's what Max said, absolute darkness. But maybe after absolute darkness, not. Well, maybe, but I think he could be more than that. Tosefis, absolute darkness, maybe it's as the chashash of when Tesa Chachamim really is. So absolute darkness, you know, you don't tell something we leave
them.
Beinim is enough, but still, so we're not bucky. Right, but still, we're not bucky. So that's why the postum say you do katana. We're not bucky, so.
It's meant to be hold
like that. But I think Pashas says Tosefis means even more than that.
Well, we said in one of our packets that after something leaves, then you know you're definitely
right.
Over, and you're
you did Tosefa, but that doesn't mean that you can't do more Tosefas. Okay, to be continued, Bezer Shem, this is going to be a very interesting thing. Okay, at the bar mitzvah moment. What if a leather of cotton was became bar mitzvah, his birthday was on Sunday. So does he have a chiyuv d'oraisa of Tosefa Shabbos l'achareha? Because the Maisi wasn't chayiv at Shabbos to be d'oraisa. So maybe it's less shy to speak about Tosefa Shabbos if you weren't chayiv at Shabbos itself. That's the shayla. But one of my talmidim just made a bar mitzvah recently. He told me that his son was going to speak about Havdalah. So is it shy to have a chiyuv Havdalah for Darais or whatever, if you became bar mitzvah on Sunday, so you weren't chayiv in Shabbos, but now you're bar chiyuva on Sunday, so is it shaykh to have a bar chiyuva on Havdalah when you were never chayiv in that previous Shabbos or not? So that was his son's bar mitzvah speech. It was Avi Shaiwitz, his brother. Okay, so then we'll continue tomorrow. So this is an interesting package with Chassidach and Chassam Sofer and other things. And all the other things, the Shalah, your Shalah, about Mocha Kvedis here, and the Magi Taluma, other things that we still have to see inside.